Michael, first of all, if you come into the tank and you're not using AI at all, I don't even want to talk to you. Because the customer is using AI and they don't even know a lot of times how they're using it. If you don't know your customer and what they want and I don't know, well, then you're using my money for tuition. And for that reason, I'm out.
WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and we reach 38 states and Canada. Can see pretty far from the studio up here on the 18th floor, but we can't see the future. On the line is the man who can, whether it's the future of great entrepreneurs, the next major trend in business, or the bigger picture with AI and the pros and cons of all that it'll mean going forward. Award-winning and iconic entrepreneur, business leader, founder and CEO of FUBU, and star of the transformational mega hit Shark Tank, the one and only Damon John. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Damon, your perspective is different. People come to you all the time to know what's happening, what it all means, how it all applies. It feels like, to me, AI just happened maybe a couple of years ago when it was going to maybe help on the media side, you know, write some things, certainly collect information, research. When did you know or first hear about AI, and what were your thoughts initially? Was it, hey, this is going to be an amazing transformational business tool? Or were you thinking a lot of the fears that people have shared, like it's going to take over or at least take or change the job landscape?
You know, I'm a visionary. I thought about AI when Max Headroom from the Pepsi commercial was happening in the 80s. So I saw this happening many, many years ago. But all joking aside, I do believe that, you know, ChatGPT is only like 14 months in or something crazy like that. So, you know, I'm the same as everybody else, looking and listening to all these tools coming around. And yeah, I have the same concerns, you know, is it going to take over? What's going on, you know, and where are we going? But the reality is, I'm more optimistic and bullish about what's happening today and how the tools that it provides makes our life easier. So I'm using it from every single thing, from being dyslexic and writing letters to understanding my health and looking at the pills on what I'm taking in and how does that work. And more importantly, operating my businesses and my Shark Tank businesses and knowing the numbers. And that's why we're here to talk about Intuit Enterprise Suite, because you don't have a business if you don't have your numbers.
Have you been hearing sort of that feedback for it? Because, Damon, it has just happened absolutely so fast, where even in that space of just maybe a year or so, businesses have understood, number one, this is here, but then also embracing it, that this is really a tool that is going to help them just be better at what they do.
This is absolutely powerful. If you said to yourself, you know, I remember, you know, the old thing with Tommy Mottola saying, you see a computer on my desk, Tommy Mottola, the music executive, computers aren't going to do anything. You sit there saying, oh, forget working on a smartphone. I want to sit at a desktop at home. This is a powerful tool, and tools only are as good as the people that are using them, that are plugging in the right information and using them for the right way for their specific needs. Very, very powerful. I mean, let's look at social media. A lot of us are very mature business people. We don't want to dance and sing on TikTok, and we get it, and we get an analysis paralysis. But you can go into AI right now and program, you know, 60 days of post within 2 hours that will go out automatically 2 times a day. Let's use the example of a real estate broker. You don't want to be dancing and singing on TikTok necessarily, but do you want to put up quotes every single day and somebody comes to your site to see where I can get mortgages, what houses are selling, how to fix up my house when I want to sell it, how to buy a house sharply, who to go to, what territories, I want to buy Airbnbs. Again, you can program that for an hour and then go back to doing what you do best by serving your customers. And again, you can do that the same way with Intuit Enterprise Suite, where you know your numbers every single day. So when you go in and talk to your accountant or investor or bank or more or whoever, you know exactly where you're at, and you don't look like a deer in the headlights like the people on Shark Tank. When we go, after we realize they don't know our numbers, their numbers, we go, and for that reason, I'm out.
Oh, I love that. For that reason, I'm out. Well, see, one of the things that I think is cool about the AI situation is it sort of meets people where they are. It's very intuitive. It doesn't, you know, expect you to be someone that you're not, maybe a computer programmer, or even understand that you've always been one of those guys that see where all the pieces sort of come together. What has been some of the businesses or maybe some of the challenges or what ways do businesses struggle try to incorporate this that you've seen?
thinking that you don't need to at least put in the time in the beginning to plug in the proper information to get the right answer. You know, it's almost like prompting, right? A lot of businesses use AI and they use it as almost like a Google search or maybe creating images. But if you don't ask it the right questions or create the right commands for it and take the time to learn prompting, well, you're only going to get out what you put in. So understand that there's still work that needs to be done in anything, right? Listen, I have the Intuit Enterprise Suite, and I want to put in the right numbers and ask the right questions so that I get the right information to make the right decisions. You know, a lot of people are either black and white. Well, it's going to do everything for me. You really want AI writing all your letters, you know, for you, where it just sounds like you're a robot all the time and it's using languages that you would never use and making assumptions you would never use? You don't want to do that. You want to come up with the basic form, the bones, the skeleton to it, and then you want to add your unique perspective to it. So I think that's where the businesses fail. They sit there and go, well, that stuff doesn't work. I tried this. No, you have to work at everything and get to understand it. Because if everybody could just push a button and it's all there, it's gonna happen. Well, we'll all be gajillionaires. It's not that simple.
Let the listeners know we're talking with acclaimed entrepreneur and Shark Tank superstar, Damon John. Damon, how does this change, or does it, as far as you and the other folks on Shark Tank, the way that you assess things? I know that we've seen just in our daily lives, hey, someone comes up with a proposal or a business plan. It's obvious they just AI'd it. It doesn't make it good or bad. In fact, it's probably better than what they would have done, certainly quicker. Are you going to assess that as, you know, like a kid with a term paper or like a college essay? You're going to be like, this guy's just came up with this on AI. Or are you going to see it as that these people are utilizing the best tools available? How are you going to look at it?
Well, first of all, if you come into the tank and you're not using AI at all, I don't even want to talk to you. Whether you're using it for your social or whether you're using, you know, Intuit Enterprise Suite or whether you are using live selling, if you're not talking about using it at all, I don't want to talk to you. Because first of all, if you don't know your customer is using AI and they don't even know a lot of times how they're using it. If you don't know your customer and what they want and I don't know, well, then you're using my money for tuition. Right? Because what you're going to say is something like, well, I don't know that, but I know who to hire. Why aren't you doing it yourself and learning the basics and the fundamentals of it? So first of all, you're not using AI, you got a problem. Second of all, if you don't know your numbers and you could have found a way to put your numbers together, whether it is with your financial advisor, your accountant, your partners, or through something like a Intuit Enterprise Suite, if you don't know them, well, you don't care. Where is my money going? When will I get it back? How do you know how much you're going to give me back? Well, now I got to give you a deal like a Kevin O'Leary, where it's going to be one of those, you know, blood sucking, give me $10 per garment because you don't know your numbers and I need to make my money right back because I have no idea if you're going to grow a big business. I'm going to be more of a loan shark than a shark, you know?
I wonder if Mr. Wonderful's AIing better ways to take advantage of people on Shark Tank. He probably is. Damon, we're going to have links up for all of it at WGNradio.com. And obviously on the advice side, everyone is thinking, what are they going to do? How are they going to incorporate AI into things? You've got Intuit. And so that is your advice. Last thing for people want to get more information, where can they go?
Absolutely. If you want to use the same exact stuff that I use to run my company, my Shark Tank company, the same exact product, you go to intuit.com/enterprise.
Again, we'll have links up for all of it here at WGNradio.com. Damon, thanks so much for everything you're doing. So much inspiration out there. So many great success stories. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the support.